Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2. You're listening to Mike Leonard. Let me know how the sound.
The program is the property of KCEG Radio and cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio. And now, coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, it's the Mike Leonard Show.
playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to The Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Thank you, girls. Tonight's topic is 6 things every indie artist needs to know. We're going to go into that in just a few minutes later. Phone lines are open right now, 646-668-2389. You're welcome to give us a call or even request a song. Okay, we're going to start tonight off with Brian Lee Robinson on KCG, The Mike Leonard Show.
That old cat, she ain't too pretty now. She's gray and losing hair. Man, she used to be black and shiny, fat as a baby bear. She was there when Sandy left me, took the baby and just walked out of here. Then that old cat watched me climb in a bottle and drink for the next 10 years. Hell, I don't know how she stood me. I forgot to feed her time and again. But that old cat, she stayed with me till I sobered up. She's my old faithful friend. That old cat watched me crash and burn and watched me rise again.
Think of your career like your social life. You need to get different things.
You see, that old cat, she loved me when I could not love myself. I got her when she was a kitten. She follows me just like a dog. That old cat is pure unconditional love to a man that almost lost it all. So I'm sorry I got so angry, Doc, when you suggested that I put her to sleep. But you see, I know down deep inside that that old cat, well, she never gave up on me.
Think of your career like your social life. You need to get different things from different friends. You have certain friends for when you feel like partying, certain friends for when you want to be cuddled, and others who are always good. Cuddled.
That old cat paid her dues with me like nothing and no one else. You see, that old cat, she loved.
That's Brian Lee Robinson on KCG. I heard that song was actually in a movie. Anybody know that? Oh, I guess it'd help if I turned on the mic, huh? That's Brian Lee Robinson on KCG. That old cat. Oh, does anybody know if this is true or not, that he was actually, that song was actually in a movie? And they flew him out to L.A. I'm not sure, but let us know if you do. Give us a call. Lines up there. I'm really out of it today for some. Okay, step one. Think of your career like your social life. You need to get different things from different friends. You have certain friends for when you feel like partying, and others who are always good at giving out tough love. And you need all of these people to feel balanced and well-rounded. It's the same thing with any artist's music career. No one is good at everything. The most successful artists aren't the ones who can do it all by themselves, but rather the ones who appreciate the value of really smart collaborations and partnerships. Let 2017 be the year that you put a lot of energy into working with amazing, smart, talented people like me. No, I'm just kidding. Who will make your music better and your career more mobile. Okay, well, we're going to play, speaking of mobile, we're going to play one from a guy up in Sacramento area, California, Mr. B.K. Gray. And here's one you probably haven't heard for a while, Here I Am.
I'd really like to thank all our friends for being here.
You can't sit on Twitter or Facebook or...
You ever had one of those moments where you've been alone so long and you just want to shout out and say, I'm right here. Well, I have.
Waking vision, where's no need to climb.
That's BK Gray. Here I am, live in paradise on KCG. Well, we got a quiz for tonight. If you know who or how many guitars Mr. BK Gray owns, give us a call. 646-668-2389. We do have the multi-lines open right now, so we can have 49 more calls. But if you know how many guitars Brad Gray owns, give us a call. You'll win Gary Nelson's Continues to Burn CD. Okay, he's going to give out throw out a big plug for us, I guess, up in New Hampshire. Let's see, Saturday afternoon he's going to be playing. So he's got two gigs, so I'm sure he'll make his wife Peggy do all the work and setting up and driving and all that, you know. Okay, well, tip number two is get out and play shows. You can't sit on Twitter or Facebook all day and expect things to happen. I mean, they'll happen on those platforms too, but for an artist, the most important social media platform remains the stage. You must get out there and play music for actual humans. That's human beings. Just kidding. And let those humans form an actual emotional connection to your songs and a feel personal connection to you. And that's how loyal and love is created. And those are the things that drive people to spread the word. The internet is here to supplement. Oh, I got a little more underneath. Supplement the fundamental music industry bottom line. Nothing replaces a great live performance and good word of mouth. Okay, well, sorry about that. I read this actually off a little script on the monitor. It gets kind of tough sometimes. You don't see the ending. Something. Okay. Well, I hope everybody's enjoying today. We actually started kicking in the unsigned artists and starting to play them too. So hopefully it's going to keep things fresh on the station. So when we get more artists and get more updated music, we're going to just keep pushing the newer stuff. Okay. Okay. Well, right now we're going to play one by Dizzy O'Brien on KCG.
Here's some of the music you're going to hear in the next hour on KCG Radio, the home of indie music.
Hi, this is Brian Iannucci, and you're listening to KCG Radio, your home for independent artists.
Oh, you are down, I'll carry you. Every single.
Hi, this is Jennifer Malott, and you are listening to The Mike Leonard Show on KCEG Radio.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Ed Service. Thank you for listening to KCEG Radio, the home of unsigned artists.
Hey folks, this is Damon Ross from Engage the Threat out of the cold north of eastern Canada, and you're listening to the Mike Leonard Show.
This is Rick Knutz, and you're listening to Midnight Kahuna on KCEG. Radio.
Run that hook and die. Now he's tripping that polyphone sound.
This is Terry Rome from the Flower Gnomes. KCEG Rock.
Hi, Mike at KCEG Radio. This is country artist Rob Manns from Canada. Just wanted to say you're doing a great job and want to wish everyone a great day. Cheers.
Hi, Mike. This is Kevin Walsh. I'm just calling to express my deep appreciation for your commitment to independent artists.
Hi, this is Mac Meadows down in Key Largo, Florida, and I'm listening to Mike Leonard at KCEG Radio.
Hi, Hey, thanks for playing my music, brother. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
While at home, work, or school, doing Facebook, playing online games, or doing nothing, put us on the background. Always. We dare to go where other stations fear to go. KCEG Radio.
blind artist, 24 hours a day on KCG Radio.
I will never lie down as long as I can stand, and I will never leave you as long as I can lend a hand. I will always keep on fighting, 'cause I've been given the gift of I will always keep on marching, even after the dreams I have reached. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, all these things just keep us alive. All these dreams just keep us alive. Oh, whenever you are down, I'll carry you. And every single day I marry you. And if you need it, air, I'll catch your. If you need it, love it, I'd say it. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, and all these things just keep us alive, and all these dreams just keep us alive. Every single day I marry you. And if you need it, air, I catch your breath. And if you need it, love it, I'd say it. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, all these things just keep us alive. I will never lie down as long as I can stand, and I will never leave you as long as I can lend a hand.
You're listening to KCG, the Mike Leonard Show, and I'm Mike Leonard. Boy, I'm just having some really bad luck tonight. It's actually, we can't seem to get the chat working on this one computer we're using. So I guess we're just going to wing it. It looks like I'm anonymous right now. So, JC, where is all the family? Laugh out loud. Well, I don't know, JC. We're kind of winging it tonight, I think. Okay, step number three is make a plan, but don't get married to it. Very few artists can just make music and play shows aimlessly and see qualifiable progress in their career. It just doesn't happen, unfortunately. It would be like a writer just hanging out on their own blog and wondering why the New Yorker doesn't come banging at their door. But I'm so talented, they should come to me. Mentally is not getting anyone anywhere, particularly because industry people have so many people banging down their doors, and particularly because the internet has made it too daunting to sort through all the noise. Oh, I'm sorry, this is getting to be one heck of a made it too big tonight, I think. Unless you have a solid plan for moving your career forward, you are part of the noise. So, this is the year 2017. Set goals about shows you would like to play, projects you would like to finish, people you would like to collaborate with or have meetings with, all the things that are going to push you to the next phase of your development. Get organized about it. Figure out the steps you need to take, but always stay flexible and open to adjusting your plans as you need and goals change. Easy, right? Right. Okay. Well, right now we're gonna go on to Apache Trails on KCG, the Mike Leonard Show.
Hey, this is Mark Parisi, guitarist, songwriter, and you're listening to the home of unsigned artists like myself, 24 hours a day. This is KCEG Radio.
Hi, this is Madison Mueller, and you're listening on KCEG Radio. Thanks for listening.
Unsigned artists, 24 hours a day on KCEG Radio, playing your top hits 24 hours.
That's Apache Trails with Cricket in a Music Box on KCG. I'm Mike Leonard, and hey, we got a lot going on right now, and if you haven't noticed, we actually are playing signed artists and getting kind of a little more perky, isn't it? It's getting the beat staying up there and just getting to be quite I've been listening to it all day today, and it just blows me away. I actually heard a couple songs played too many times, but that has to change because he's more than once in every 5 hours, so we're still working on that right now. That's a big project right now. Right now we're going to play a young lady, and her name's Allison Gray with Best Love on KCG. That's Ellison Gray with Best Love. Boy, is she getting popular on the station. And she's an oldie, guys. She's been on here since about 2010. She's out of the Seattle, Washington area, I think. But working on getting an interview with her. I'm not sure if she gets her emails too often. But, okay, let's see what else. Yeah, I know JC just said in the chat line that awesome vocals. I'm thinking he's thinking about her. I hope he's not thinking about me. Okay, well, number four this week or tonight is Your Lifestyle Isn't Convincing Anyone. Okay, we're all on the same page with this by now, right? People who are running around putting forth an image of success without having any actual success to back them up aren't kidding anyone anymore, right? The whole fake it till you make it thing is over. It's been over for a while. But now you've been officially told that it's over, so you have no excuse to think it's a valid career strategy. In 2017 and beyond, the new motto is work really hard, network like crazy, and make good music till you make it. Not as catchy, but way more useful. Okay, we're going to play an old hillbilly from up in the Metagoshi area. His name's Mr. Art Rude, and this is he's been on the station since 2008. This is Tell Me That It's True.
Tell me that it's true. You love me like I love you. And we can work it out in our own way. I wonder what I thought I'd be when I turned 25. I wonder if I thought it all, or if I'd be alive. I wonder if I'd have changed the world, or anything I know. I know that I've grown older, but I wonder if I've grown. Now I'm having so much fun since you became the one to share my every night and every day. Tell me that it's true. You love me like I love you, and we can work it out. It's true, you love me like I love you,
That's Mr. Art Rude, Tell Me That It's True on KCG. And we can't forget Stephanie Fedra with Same Kiss. And tonight's show is sponsored by Sarad. Stephanie Fedra with Same Kiss on KCG. Wow. You know what? I just got a text. I retweeted it. Now it sounds like Jennifer Milot wants to do a duet with Alison Gray. See, I don't know what's going on with that Alison Gray, but people sure seem to like her. I taught her how to sing, too, by the way. No, I'm not going to try that no more. Okay, you're listening to Mike Leonard on the Mike Leonard Show tonight. We got about 15 more minutes if you want to call us up. The number is 646-668-2389. You don't even have to say anything. You can just talk about anything you want. I'm surprised that Gary Nelson didn't call. He's supposed to be performing two live shows on Saturday night, which is going to be pretty funny because he's old enough to be my daddy. No, I'm just kidding. But he's He's going to be pretty, pretty run down by the time he gets done with that. I'll guarantee you that. He's going to be a tired little pup. Okay. Well, yeah, everybody heard I stole all his music. But Ed Service did pay $10 to get it back. So it's all okay now. Okay. Well, number five. We're almost up to the hour. So you should. The time to sacrifice is now. Oh, it sounds like somebody in the background. Okay, I don't do drugs. You should never donate your life to something you don't love enough to give things up for, especially music. A lot of people say that they want a career in music but fail to think about what that might really look like, or what they may have to give up to get it. What these people really mean is, I want to be a super successful, rich, famous artist, which is a totally different thing from a career in music. Are you willing to work your ass off? Are you willing to be broke and throw all your money into your career? No, no one is going to invest in you before you invest in yourself. That might mean giving up extras like booze and weed and vacations and time with your girlfriend or boyfriend. There are people who love music enough to give those things up, and people who want to be in the business as a way to get those things. The difference is crucial. This is a good time to figure out what side you're on. You know, and I was looking at a post today on Facebook, and it was about Adele. And if you see it, I'm going to try to repost it onto Facebook, but pretty cool. I mean, I never realized she was really bullied, and she was just a lot of depression and everything, and pretty amazing. I'm going to try to post that. So, okay, well, we got one more left tonight, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But I think we're going to, speaking of weed and booze, we're going to play the Crackpots on KCEG Radio.
I didn't know it was going to last this long. What is this energy that's on my tongue? The stimulation leaves the feeling numb. Smoke in my window.
unsigned artist, 24 hours a day on KCG Radio, playing your top hits 24 hours.
In the devil's way.
Artist 24 hours a day on KCG Radio.